The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at CapJayHood. This is ESPN 1000.
It's Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Chris Bleck, Tyler Aki filling in for the guys today. Hang out with us this morning. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Now, Tyler, we were talking about how, like, we will take your phone calls today. It's a party day. Like, people look at the Wednesday before Thanksgiving as a day that they can go out, they can see old friends. You know, a lot of people, if you're younger, part of the gig is you go back home, and it's like the first time that you're going back, you're seeing your friends from high school, college people getting together at the local bar. Wednesday before Thanksgiving is a fun time for most.
Great night. Looking forward to it tonight.
Do we have plans?
There's plans tonight. Yeah.
What do we have?
Bunch of the old high school friends.
Love it.
Getting the band back together tonight.
All right. What's the local bar?
The local bar up in Glenview is Grandpa's, right off the train stop.
Sounds
you go
perfect.
Right there.
All right.
Boom. You hit it up.
Like downtown Libertyville is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is hopping.
Is it?
Every bar is just packed. Morgan's, Mickey Finn's, they're all slammed. Firkin, they're all slammed on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
So yeah, eventually you get kicked out of there, and then you go over to, it used to be called Potato Creek Johnny's, now I think it's called Whiskey River.
Okay.
And then you head on over there, and that one's open till like, I think, 4 a.m. or something.
Now let me ask you this question, because this is a pro move that I'm not ashamed at pulling off before. Mm-hmm. Do you call the Uber mom and dad to come scoop you later in the evening? Because you're out in the suburbs, right? So, like, it's a different setting than city life, right? Like, you and I live in the city. I lived on the north side for 6 years with Abdallah. We went out. We had it under control. But when you first go back and you're meeting up with high school friends at the high school spot in the old hometown, do you ask mom or dad to say, hey, around midnight, do you mind come picking me up so I don't have to spend the suburbs Uber fare?
Sister will pick me up.
All right. See, boom.
Yeah. Or sibling of another friend.
Now, does sister or sibling friend get pulled into the action, though? They show up and then it's like, no, you're not leaving. You're joining.
No. My sister doesn't really like, she's not like a go out person. So she's more reserved.
All right.
She's happy, and she's always up late too, just like doing random stuff.
Sure.
So she's always happy to oblige. Or someone else's sibling will.
Shay Norling, Jay Cantu, do you guys have big plans tonight, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Zero.
I'm gonna
you wanna come?
No, I'm driving back to Michigan.
What are you doing in the morning?
Oh, what about in Michigan? Yeah, show me the hand. Somewhere on the hand, I'm sure there's a local
saloon.
Mitten.
Where's the mitten?
You love that hand. There's a local saloon. I'm not
sure. Listen, Shay, when you grow up here and you go out in your 20s and every person you meet from Michigan, the first thing they do is they show you the paw. Like, I'm right here.
Are we going to do this every time you're in? We did it yesterday. We did it a couple months ago.
Because you're from Detroit. That's why. Absolutely. We will absolutely do this every single time.
Chris, I'm sadly on antibiotics after my dentist hacked away at the inside of my face. So I can't go and drink at the bar.
What do you mean you can't go?
I guess I could.
Come on.
You can go.
Be a gamer.
But
Justin Fields would do it. Sounds like he might play this week.
And but you're afraid to go to the bar on a blackout Wednesday.
All right, so this is the key. Shay, if Fields is practicing today and he speaks to the media, he's ready to go and he's going to play against the Jets, you have to go out tonight.
Deal. I'm in.
All right. And I'm going to confirm this
Fields
later tonight.
Fields has to play. I will go out and drink if Fields is
announced. No.
If he speaks today.
If he's on track.
Come on. He might speak if he's out.
No, if he's out, he's not going to talk.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
There's a DNP.
Yeah.
There's do not speak.
Yeah. So this is how it's going to go, because I have no life. So later on tonight, we will check in on social media to find out if you're out, because that's the key. Now, if Fields doesn't practice, he doesn't speak, okay, you can pack it in. You can get ready for Turkey Day. I get it. But if Fields is a go for this week, if the reports on Monday were wrong, if Fields is ready to play, then you got to show up tonight. Do it for the team.
All right. I'll be a gamer if Fields is a gamer.
So, Jake, you're younger than me, but you're not from around here. So what's your plan?
Ooh, that's a tough
one. I will be having a drink with my girlfriend's parents tonight.
Ooh, okay. All right. Okay.
Classy. A glass of wine, you know, just relax. Okay. All right. Get the feet back.
Here's the one thing that I'm sure Jake will figure out. Tyler, I think you're starting to see, but if you're going to the suburbs tonight, here's the key. If you live in the city, tonight is actually not a great night to go out. You'll say to yourself, hey, you know, there's probably enough people in the city mm-hmm. to, like, have a great time.
Yeah.
You go out to the bars in the city on Wednesday before empty? Thanksgiving. Completely
really?
Empty. Yeah, completely empty. Right. And, like, so me and my friends, sometimes, like, we kind of like that because, mm-hmm. like, you get a table, right? You could have any pick of game yep. you want on mm-hmm. TV. It's no issue. College basketball, mm-hmm. maybe a little college football, whatever's going on, NBA. But yeah, usually on the north side or the west loop or wherever you're at, going out on Wednesday downtown is usually a little quiet.
Interesting.
A little All quiet.
Right. All right. Well, how many more years of this do I have?
How old are you?
25.
You probably have till 30.
Till 30?
Yeah, but I would say this. It, as long as you're going back to the suburbs, like, we're hosting Thanksgiving mm-hmm. tomorrow. So, like, I'm not going to the suburbs
right.
tonight.
There's
if
no
I
point.
Were to go to the suburbs, I'm sure Libertyville will be hopping with people that I knew from high school. I'm sure everyone will be out. It's just we're not going up there, so right. I'm not going to partake.
All right.
But I have been in the city the last couple of times, and, like, you go out, and it's fine. I don't need a crowded bar to enjoy myself, mm-hmm. but it's not the same vibe
right.
as, like, the suburbs.
Like, oh, yeah. Good vibes.
Like, yeah.
Good vibes,
like,
everywhere.
Yeah, everyone's
Hey, how
out.
You doing? It's been a while.
Speaking of, Bleck and Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood. You can call us at 312-332-3776. We go to Mo in Frankfurt to kick off this weird Wednesday. Hello, Mo.
What's so weird about this Wednesday?
Oh, it's a Wednesday.
It's a wacky
Bleck
Wednesday.
And Aki are
yeah.
here in for Cap and Jay Hood. You know, come on, let's go.
We got Bleck and Tyler.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, I love you guys. Listen, let me tell you something about, I got a couple birds that told me that Justin didn't dislocate his shoulder. He actually has a bone bruise. Now, I don't know if my sources are right or not, but...
So, Mo, you're getting into the source off?
You've Boots got on the
your
ground,
own,
huh?
You've got your own sources now, huh?
No, I just got birdies.
You know, birdies.
They might be robot birds.
Okay.
You know, maybe Abdullah knows them, too, but, you know.
He might.
But yeah, they're like a little... it's a little source that told me it's a bone bruise, and it didn't get dislocated, and he's fine. And he actually might play for the Jets, against the Jets, but I don't think he should.
Okay.
I think he should sit down and just watch and figure out how to throw the ball when you have an open receiver. Like, there's so many times, and I told this to Tyler last night, when he missed some players the other game, like, they're wide open and couldn't pull the trigger. Maybe he should sit back and watch and listen. And this might be a learning curve for him. That's it.
All right. So if he's healthy, you want him to sit and watch.
Healthy, sit and watch. Hey, let the guy, Simeon, let him go in there and play a couple games. I mean, you know, it's okay. I'm not even saying a couple games. I'm just saying one game.
Okay. All right. Mo, I was listening to a fine program, Bleck and Abdallah, last night. Tyler Aki was hosting. Your call didn't get the walk-off music. You were too, like, to the point. Do you have any show notes for us? How are we doing here in the first 28 minutes of this program today?
So far, so good. I mean, okay. I like you All guys. Right. You guys are good. Actually, you guys are like a good couple. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, like that kind of couple, but you know what I mean.
What kind of couple?
Yeah, wait, I'm not following, but thank you, Mo. We appreciate it.
Hey, I love you guys. Love you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Love you. Thank
you.
That's Mo in Frankfurt. There you go. Like he said, it's not going to be a weird Wednesday, but yet
I'm going to get it weird.
I'm going to get that.
We're a couple. How about that?
Hey, it's fine. But yeah, I don't know. Is Danny okay with the, like, this is how we're getting started here? Huh. All right.
Doesn't have a choice.
This will be Shay, you're taking over. Black and Aki, you guys just go home early. Joey G, Melrose Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joey G?
Black and Tyler.
What up, Joey?
Joey.
Who in the hell is Tyler?
I don't know.
Tyler Hockey from Basketball
U. I never heard Tyler Hockey before.
Neither have I, Joey.
Listen, make sure you got a pen that I called in today on your show.
Got a pen?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making a special guest appearance. No cap, no hoodie.
Love it.
All right, listen, anyways, again, all these callers want Justin Franchise to become a better passer when he's running for his life. And people want him to pick the open receivers. That's tough to do for any quarterback. Going to the injury, no chance, no how. I'm jeopardizing my franchise quarterback against the Jets defense with his shoulder, and he's going to be out for 6 months. So to all the callers out there at ESPN 1000, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Space, if you're listening, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Shout out, Space.
Danny.
Yep.
Danny, Merck, Shay, Tyler, Black, God bless. Enjoy your day tomorrow.
God bless, and Joey G.
And on that note,
yeah,
I love yous.
All right. Thank you, Joey G. Thank you for the call. How about that? Joey G.
Wow.
Without Cap or J-Hood here. Checking in.
You.
Oh, yep. Oh, man. This feels like a Friday. I love it. Black and Abdallah in for Cap and J-Hood. More calls next.
Cap and J-Hood. J-Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Tyler Aki filling in for Cap and J-Hood this morning on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking Bears football with you here on ESPN 1000. Will Justin Fields play this week? That's the question on the table. It turned to, like, will he be out for the entire season from Monday? But it seems as if Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network is walking that back, that he had a dislocated shoulder from Monday. Courtney Cronin here on ESPN 1000 yesterday with Waddle and Sylvie said that she has heard that it's not that serious. So what level of injury does Fields have? We will find out today as the Bears return to practice at Halas Hall today. There is an interesting scheduling situation with the Bears today. What we've seen through the season to this point here as we enter in what? We're going into week 12 of the NFL season. So each week on Wednesdays, before practice, we hear from Matt Eberflus up at Halas Hall, and then immediately following Eberflus, Justin Fields comes to the podium. He talks to the reporters. Why is this important? Because the Bears sent out an email with the scheduling for today, and for the first time this season, Eberflus will speak before practice. Justin Fields is listed to speak, but he will do so after practice, and thus it sent up a alert to Tyler, myself, to others who are on this email and suggesting, okay, the Bears say Fields will talk today, but it's after practice, which could possibly lead to a situation where he doesn't practice, therefore he doesn't need to speak, So we will find out after practice. And obviously, Eberflus will be asked about it before practice. I'm assuming Eberflus will say we'll find out when we get out there for practice. Mm-hmm. And then they'll release the who participated portion of the email.
That comes out usually, what, like 2:30-ish?
Yeah,
so that would be after the scheduled Justin Fields.
We'll know if Fields talks.
But they could always push that back, too.
Yeah, so you know, there are elements in this that it's possible that it's not as serious as we originally were led to believe by the NFL Network, and that the Bears are just trying to have some gamesmanship back and forth with the Jets. I mean, the Jets are also a team, they're 6-4, who have some quarterback questions of their own heading into this week. So if the Bears could maybe make the Jets have to prepare for Fields, even if he's not actually going to play this week, it would be nice for them to spend some time wasting and planning for Justin Fields. We'll find out all that information later on today at Halas Hall.
And this is a coaching staff that, even going back to like training camp and OTAs, they were very secretive about the injuries then. They wouldn't tell you where on the body it was. They wouldn't tell you how long they may be out unless it was a significant injury. Like I think you heard with Byron Pringle, you knew he was going to be out for a while. And N'Keal Harry, you knew he was going to be out for a while. But that's just the way that this coaching staff rolls. And listen, if you win games, fine. Do whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me whether or not you how you disclose the injuries and whatnot. But if you're not winning games and you're doing out of the spirit of gamesmanship, then it sounds like we're back in the Nagy era.
Well, yeah. I mean, my impression of Matt Eberflus to this point is that with Matt Nagy, it felt a little used car salesman.
Yeah.
With the whole situation, he was just so eager to tell you all the things that he knew. He just wanted to impress you so much about all this wealth of knowledge he had offensively. And then you, like, see the plays that were called, and, like, his go-tos were gimmicks, right? Like, remember that he was using offensive linemen to run out for pass routes. He was doing all these little cute little things, and it felt kind of, like, fraudish to a certain extent. And I know in hindsight, it's easy to suggest that now because we're after it, and we knew that it was a train wreck. But Eberflus, this entire offseason, into training camp and into the season, has felt like someone who is comfortable in their own skin and comfortable with this moment. Not like it's not a first-time head coach who immediately jumped on the scene and now is getting that first job and he's overwhelmed. It has felt this entire year as if Matt Eberflus was prepared for this moment. Whether or not he's a good head coach or not, I don't know if we can determine that at the moment. But I do feel like the Bears are in good hands at the moment with someone who is ready to take on being the head coach of a team. It feels comfortable having Eberflus be the leader of this group.
It feels like with Nagy, you use the word salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And with Eberflus, it feels more strategy, right? Yeah. It feels like he knows what he's doing. And even like a little thing that's not really a little thing, but Nagy comes in and calls the plays.
Yeah.
Eberflus comes in, seeds the defense off to Alan Williams, and just wants to sort of manage things from a bird's eye view. And we've seen with first time head coaches how overwhelming it can be. I mean, look at Nathaniel Hackett out in Denver.
Oh,
that's
absolutely
a train wreck. Train wreck right now. He's clearly overwhelmed. I think he's had to hire like 3 or 4 aides this year to help him out. Like, it hasn't gone well. But Eberflus, everything seems calm, whereas with Nagy, things seemed panicked.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where this conversation with Eberflus, to me, I think it's interesting. Defensively, they have been a disaster. Offensively, they've been very good. At the end of games, they haven't been as good, but I think the offense has impressed us from what we thought they would be heading into the season. Now, with that said, I get he's a defensive-minded head coach, but don't you have to give some credit to the offense to Eberflus for allowing Getsy to implement what he wants to implement?
Well, how about hiring Getsy?
Hiring him. And then, like, Eberflus is taking the CEO approach. He's involved in the offensive game planning. He knows what's going on. It's not as if there's a complete separation between the two sides. So, like, for as much as I want to point out that he's a defensive-minded head coach with a terrible defense, I do think we have to give some credit for the offense to Eberflus because of what he's instilled into this organization at this point.
If he wasn't a CEO, I'd have way more questions about him because of how bad the defense has been and how hyper-focused he probably would have been on the defense. But because he's the CEO, you're right. Like, he spreads out throughout the building. He'll go with the offense, the defense, special teams. He's a part of it all. So for as much credit or as much success as the offense is having, yes, he certainly deserves a portion of that credit, certainly.
Chris Black, Tyler Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning. We're taking your calls at 312-332-3776. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are excited to go out, see old friends, go out, party tonight. It's one of the biggest party days of the entire year. And then, Thanksgiving tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think Thanksgiving is the best day of the year. And that is not a hot take. I'm not saying this to get a lot of shocking responses. I think most people enjoy the idea that you have the day off, you have football, and you have food. And there's nothing really better than that combination. That's a great day right there.
I think it's the best holiday, but not the best day of the year. The best day of the year.
August 22nd?
No, the best day of the year is that first day. It could be August 22nd, but that first day that feels like summer. It's like summer has arrived.
Ooh. First day of summer.
Not the first day of summer, but like on the calendar, you know how it marks June 21st. The first day it feels like summer.
Yeah,
when you know you've turned the corner for good.
There's a day. I mean, I think most of us realize that you're walking around the city and things look a little different that day.
Yeah.
Things are popping, right? Yeah. Like there you can tell. And then also you get the weird smells coming up from the CTA, right? Like you're walking the street.
A little must.
Yeah. It's a hot smell that's coming seeping through the cracks of the cement.
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, summer's here. Yep. This is great." All right, we'll take your calls at 312-332-3776. We're talking Bears with you.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
Here we go, Cap'n Jay Hood. Chris Black, Tyler Aki in for Cap'n Jay Hood today. Jay Cantu's here, and Shay Norling is leading Deal Breakers, our favorite segment here on the show, Cap'n Jay Hood, brought to you by SEO Level Up. Now, here's the deal. Justin Fields today. We'll find out whether or not he practices. If Fields is tough enough to practice and be ready for the game this week, we have challenged Shay, who's complaining about a toothache, to go out tonight in his hometown and get hammered. He says he does not want to, but if Fields is tough enough, I think Shay should be tough enough to go out.
To be clear, it's not a toothache. It's a dry socket.
Well, I'm kind of dressing
We're
it up
splitting
for...
We're splitting hairs here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're really complaining about this mouth situation. When Justin Fields, you saw him on Sunday, he was getting his brains beat in. But if he's tough enough to go out there and practice today, you should be tough enough on the best night to go out in all of the year.
Shay said during the break, I'd rather be on painkillers than have to go drink tonight. I said, why not both?
Yeah, do it.
There's good reasons why not both.
I mean, come on, go experiment with your boys a little bit tonight. What are you doing?
I traumatized the family Thanksgiving morning in a bathtub. Like, let's not do both.
Just be responsible.
Yeah, everything in moderation.
All right, Shay. So I mean, what happens then if Fields is tough enough and you are not? What are you going to do? What do you got here?
All right. I will follow through. If Fields is tough enough to go and I'm not tough enough to go to the bar, I will have to do the one chip challenge on the air with the Pocky hottest chip.
Wow. Now, this is something you guys have talked about here on the show.
We have talked about it on Cap and Jay Hood.
Okay. So make sure that Jonathan and Cap, that they know this, that this is the challenge that you have. If Fields is tough enough, that's the challenge. Then Shay, with his little ouchie in his mouth,
mouth ouch.
He's got a mouth ouch. With a mouth ouch, will he be able?
I just took a sip of my water. I felt like I was being stabbed in my jaw.
Will he be able to muster up the courage to go have a beverage.
I'm toughing it up just coming to work.
Yeah, well. All right, here's Deal Breakers with Shay Norling.
Storling.
Snorboard.
All right, boys. Alternative Thanksgivings are becoming more and more popular, and you find out your usual Thanksgiving destination with your loved ones will not be serving a traditional meal. Instead, they will have Taco Bell party packs. Would you change your plans, or would you still go over to your spend the day with your loved ones and Taco Bell?
Change your plans. What? Yeah, change your plans. This is the one day of the year where you abide by the tradition. It's like a different sort of meal. Everyone gets together. I'm changing my plans because I like the Thanksgiving meal so much.
Now, here's where I'm going to go dark agent and go rogue on the situation. I'll go, but I'm taking matters into my own hands. And if that's what y'all are doing, I'm bringing my own food, and it's going to be Thanksgiving traditional food. So, like, if that's what, like, I don't care if that's rude. As the guest showing up with something that I want, and I don't want your Taco Bell pack, I'm going to go rogue on the situation. And when they say, here's our soft shell tacos, there's a box of 40 of them in there that have been sitting there for 2 hours. Dig in. I'll say, well, here we go. I've got some deep fried turkey. I've got the, what's the favorite of the state of Michigan? A roll. I have a roll with me.
Rolls.
and I have some mac and cheese, and this is what I'm going to do. But thank you for inviting me over. I'm going to handle it this way. So to answer the question, is it a deal breaker? I'd say it's not necessarily a deal breaker, but I'm not going to allow someone else to ruin the day.
Yeah. Not a deal breaker, but you'll break their deal.
I'll break it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll That's take fair. Matters into our own hands.
You ready?
Snorling.
What do we do now?
I'm so used to the snorling cue.
Snorling. All right, we can do that. We can make that happen.
I'm Pavlov's bell or whatever. It's
snorboard. What do you have?
Pavlov's bell.
I can't read the next thing without hearing Cap ring the bell.
Snorboard.
I'm conditioned.
Snorboard.
Right, the same thing happen at home?
No, thank God. I'll move on from that. You've been seeing a woman you met on a dating app for 6 weeks, and you think it's time to introduce her to your friends. Okay. So you show one of your friends a photo of the woman before you all go out. He tells you he's been seeing the same woman for 6 weeks also. How do you handle this situation?
Oh, it's easy. You set up a date. Each individual guy sets up the date at the same location, and you, the two of you, bros, you bro it out, you show up together waiting for her to show up to the date, and you see what happens.
Joust. You joust. It's the modern day jousting right there.
You see what happens.
Yeah.
Rochambeau for the girl.
Snore. So I know a lot of these deal breakers are from personal life stories. You have a friend? Do you have a friend that...
These first two came from things I heard from friends this week, yeah.
So do you have friends who are dating the same girl, but they were unaware that they're dating the same... How does that happen in today's day and age? With the Instagram stories?
There's a lot of lapse in communication there.
Yeah, because like...
Yeah, but Instagram stories, the first like 6 weeks...
That could be a loose tag. That can happen.
What?
I remember asking this as a deal breaker in the past. If a girl posts you on her Instagram after the first date,
that's a problem.
Go situation?
That's gotta go. Run for the hills on that one. So I'd say no deal breaker. This is not a deal breaker. Set it up into a favorable situation.
Rochambeau for the girl. I'm a fan of.
I mean, who knows? Maybe she shows up and she says, "Hey, I like both of you." And then the two of you look at each other like, well, we don't have to do half the work. Isn't that a Seinfeld bit from back in the day?
Yes.
See, there you go. Half the work. Seinfeld. Seinfeld was a show in the 90s, Tyler.
Okay.
Very popular. You'll understand around the hallways at the station, people look at you like you're crazy if you're not quoting Seinfeld at all times. Very famous stand-up comedian, Jerry Seinfeld. He gets a show from NBC. Originally, the show is about nothing. It's a wild concept, but it had little pieces of stand-up in there, and then things took place. Nothing per se, but a lot happens. And, you know, later seasons, they basically turn the show into, like, little clips. If you watch in a later episode of Seinfeld, each little segment of the show is only like 10 to 15 seconds, and then they go on to the next thing. It's very quick moving. Mm. It's almost like a precursor to TikTok.
By the way, can I do this? Can I do this here? Sidebar, may I approach?
Sidebar, you can approach.
You know what I love about
the... Sign the ball.
Sign the ball. you know what I love about the youth of this show in a, leading into a Thanksgiving? We don't have to do that WKRP turkey crap. I'm so happy about that. That's what I love about the youth of the show this morning. We're not doing that today.
I have thoughts for you, but I have no comments on the air.
All right.
But I'm also glad as a part of the youth, and I appreciate that you guys are including me on the youth of the show.
Well,
that we are not playing other things.
Did we get a well?
Related to said holiday.
I am also glad we're not doing that.
Well, we could play. I think I'm sure someone will play something today that.
I don't think that cut transferred over. I don't think we have it.
I hope not.
Lost file.
All right, Jay.
Snore. Your mother is a strict planner for Christmas with the family and always asks your family to send samples of the desserts they plan to bring so she can decide what will make it to the food menu. Your wife thinks your mother always deliberately rejects hers. This year, she specifically asks for a cookie sample. Your wife takes it as a challenge and works her ass off to make the best cookies ever. Your mother ultimately rejects them. So your wife decides she's not spending Christmas with your family. Whose side are you on?
Over the cookies?
What is this, a wedding?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sampling cakes?
Well, it's not a deal breaker because you go with the wife. You love mom, you go with your wife.
You've had Christmas with mom before.
Yeah, and if it's over cookies, I mean, please. I mean, you side with your wife, but I mean
sampling cookies?
That's crazy.
Kind of a psycho move.
Now,
I think the mother's crazier than the wife, to be honest.
Now, this can't be a real...
This is
your situation?
Not my situation, but it is a real situation.
Name names.
I can't do that.
What are you? All of your family is listening?
Potentially. It's not my family. I don't want to name names because I don't know who's listening to what.
Give them fake names.
Well, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah.
Fake names.
How about do a little rhyming?
Now you know.
I need some filler in for my imagination.
Snoreboard, do you have any other deal breakers?
We are all out. We are fresh out of deal breakers.
Wow, that's
Chris
it.
Black.
Yeah, no smashing on the avocados at the Whole Foods. Nothing like that. You catch eyes when you're getting on the red line and you say, "Hey, conductor, hold the train." Nothing like that. I listened to this segment. You cleaned this up. Is it?
I was a little cleaner this week.
Yeah, what's
next
going
week
on?
We'll
usually
the debauchery.
Usually it's like we're at the Olive Garden. Right. I want extra breadsticks. And then I said, hold on.
Every time I go upstairs now to the rest of the office, everybody calls me Maury Povich. So I'm trying to throw some curveballs.
So we're sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner, and I said, "Mom, hold on. I'm inviting someone over. She's never met her before. Is it a deal breaker?" I met her on an app. Deal breaker. Shay's so annoyed at this.
You're really pushing me into this, huh?
Jeez, it was just clean. All right, Tyler
Ockley. Clean fun.
Chris Black. Here in for Cap and Jay Hood. We get to talk with Tracy Butler coming up next. All right.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.